Michael Hawkes does join us. Morning to you, Mike.
G'day, Andrew. How are you going?
Yeah, very well. I'm here at Flemington, mate, and I guess expectations really high with Diplomatico. It's a big Group 1. You're the least experienced, I guess, in some way, but he's a strong horse in the making.
Yeah, he's a lovely horse. He's done everything right, obviously, to date. You know, his run in Sydney was top class on a rain-affected track, and look, he's the baby of the field, and he's taking on horses that are experienced. And, you know, bottom line is he's a baby, but with a lot of ability, but hopefully he can overcome everything and run a super race for us.
Yeah, as you said, he's still raw, but he's very, very good, Michael. Has he had a look down the straight?
Yeah, Duff, he went down the straight on Tuesday, and he's been here before, obviously, as an early horse, like a lot of our babies are up and down the highway. But Brenton came down and he sat on him, and we just did a little bit of work up the straight. And look, he went super. He done everything right. He wasn't out to run any time, but hopefully he can run some time today. It'd be a different story. But honestly, going forward, he's done everything, you know, what we've asked of him. But yes, it is a definitely a massive class rise, and he's taken on, you know, Zeus Sains and Written Buys that have been there and done it. But look, he's hopefully the new kid on the block by the end of the day.
Yeah, for sure. Your other runners in Melbourne, Wild Planet, well, he sets up beautifully with his prep he's had, the draw. He seems to map nicely here.
Yeah, I think I spoke to you last time on air. We talked about it, and look, his run was still super again. Obviously, Rainer turned the tables, but he did have a 2.5 kilo pull today, set weights. Both of them are at a mile. They haven't raced like that before, and you know, we'll be a lot wiser, I think, after the event. But he's certainly gone forward, drawn okay at the barriers, and he should have a lovely run. And if he runs the mile out, he's going to be very strong.
Well, the Cordon Bleu, race 3, he's always a knockout chance in these fast races.
Yeah, his run at the Valley was really good. He hit the line solid like he normally does, and he's had one run up the straight before. I think he ran 5th or 6th for memory, and, you know, he's one of those old sort of soldiers that his day's coming, and hopefully it's today.
And you've got Bella Martini there in race 6. She's been off the track in a past 2.
Yeah, you just got to forgive her run. She's seen the outside fence quite a bit. But today, you know, Brenton's back aboard. He hasn't won on her since the Gosford Guineas. And, you know, just thought of maybe a change of luck and drawn a barrier. She's flying. But, you know, I think this is probably going to be one of the races of the carnival, to be honest. And it's a pretty high-quality field, just quietly. And, you know, she's not without a chance. And she probably could have had, you know, 2 wins her last 2 starts. So, everything's gone well for her.
Yeah. Sydney, 3 runners there, head on. A little 2-year-old, he's back to the dry. Could he improve?
Yeah, I think so. Look, he's only small. There's not a lot of him. And, you know, he's a little racehorse. But, obviously, time to reign the horse to beat there. And but look, we're happy with him. He's done well, back on top of the surface. You know, look, I can't fault him, put it that way. So he'll run his genuine, honest race like he has his last couple.
Dawn in race 7, she returns from Melbourne. She's a good mare, this. Good mare.
I tell you what, if you haven't seen her replay, you probably should go back and look at it.
I've seen it twice, yeah.
Yeah, honestly, it was outstanding. We were just wanting to draw a barrier, and I do believe if she had drawn a barrier, she would have just won. She ran 4th, I think it was, and was 16th or 2nd last in the corner and peeled to the outside and really hit the line. And look, obviously going up in grade, but down in weight. And yeah, she's a good life chance today and very hard to beat.
Yeah. And Mahalunga, well, he's on his way now as well. He's 3rd up, 1,500. He's going well.
Yeah, there was a couple of scratchings out early. I don't know if there's another one after that, but he's definitely flying this horse. Last couple of starts, he's really put the writing on the wall, and we elected to keep him back in Sydney and obviously go through his grades with him and just trying to get him mentally right, which we think we've got the key to him now. And look, he's no reason why he couldn't win again. If anything, he just needs that little bit of luck from an average draw, but it is 1,500 and he's an on-speed runner. But no, they're very, very, very good chances.
Okay. All right, enjoy the day. Hopefully you can get away with the result in both states.
Yeah, it'd be a really nice result. It'd be great. You know, it's actually good day's racing for both states for us.